Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
In London, entitled Understanding Hamas, British Labour MP Christian Wakeford told the House of Commons that in 2023. In 2013, Israel designated him a Hamas operative in Europe, and he is also the chairman of Europel Forum, which was designated as a terror organization by Israel in 2021. Photographed with Ismail Haniyeh, this is who is behind the so-called flotilla. Very, very concerning, but unsurprising. Right, let's talk about Trump and Netanyahu. Is Trump giving Netanyahu advice that is good for Israel? See the genesis. Trump only does things that benefit Trump and his shifting agenda. That seems to be a concern. Well, Lieutenant Colonel Ayar Dror, he's the commander of the Good Neighbor Project, and he joins us this morning. Good morning to you. How are you?
Beautiful, great, beautiful morning, Howard. And thank you for having me in this.
A great pleasure. The advice that, or the guidance that Trump is giving to Netanyahu, has it been good advice for Israel? In terms of what we know, obviously.
You're speaking about the advice about Gaza or about Iran?
Yes. Well, and he's claiming that they intertwine because he's saying that one is almost now linked to the other.
So I will start with your permission with Iran, because sure. I think it's even a bigger and major event. And I want to share something, some of my thoughts, because I really, really don't understand what is going on. Iran, for 30 years, did an amazing psychological warfare against the Western world. They claim that if any missile will hit Iran or a nuclear project, hell will open. Hamas will attack, Hezbollah will attack, Shiite militias from Syria and Iraq will attack, Houthis will attack. Okay, hell unfortunately opened on October 7th. However, since then, for a year and a half, Israel eliminated and destroyed most of the power of those who were supposed to attack the West. By the way, also the American and the Western coalition were targeting some of the Houthis, mean that their power has been decreased. Now, I don't know and I don't understand why the Americans is not taking now the opportunity and ending this radical extremist regime in Iran, and now going to do the same mistakes that the West did for the last 30 years, to sign something which will, the only benefit, it will just make that the Iranian regime will able to survive and to continue by lying and cheating the world to continue to rebuild its power. My only hope is that, according to media, and you said it, Trump is doing what is going well with his own interests. So after he said we'll attack, then he said, okay, we are going to have an agreement. Now he said that Iran becoming aggressive in the negotiation, which give me a light hope that eventually he will get the correct decision to attack Iran. Now, it goes with the second advice, because the elimination of Iran, destroying this radical extremist regime, will be a major hit for Hamas. Iran sponsoring Hamas, used to sponsoring and will sponsor, because they see them as one of their proxies. Regarding the end of the war, there is a lot of thoughts about that. I'm also a believer that in this or that mechanism, Israel should end the war. The most important thing in Gaza is to take out the 55 kidnapped Israelis. Then we can continue the war. Now, people saying no, but there is like guarantees of the West that they will not allow us. I said, yes, there are guarantees. However, the agreement will say that if Hamas will renew its power, Israel will be able to attack. Now, is anyone who knows the Middle East, who knows Hamas, thinks that a day after an agreement will be signed, Hamas will not put all of its resources in order to rebuild its power? So ending the war is just for temporary time until Israel will be able to open a new war. Meanwhile, we will be able to take out our hostages. However, if Iran will fall, it will be much more easier for everybody who wants desire for peace, including maybe Greta, that Hamas will fall. This is how things should be going for people who are understanding the Middle East and not just coming here to make profit.
So why then isn't the opportunity being taken? We know Hamas, we know that Iran is probably in its weakest state, as you know, since for many years. The people are dissatisfied with the regime. Now is the time. Why wouldn't this be followed, carried out?
My only thought about that is maybe it's connected to some economic interest. The Western, I'm not speaking about the US, the Western world, for sure, Europe, for sure, they need to do their sales and exports and this industry relations with Iran. The US, I think they're really afraid that if they will hit Iran, something with the oil prices will be rising, and you know it can cause some crisis, some economic crisis for the short term for the Americans. And this is why I think that they are a little bit afraid. However, again, I think that leaders, brave leaders, should realize for 30 years they did it. It wasn't an opportunity. It was very hard. The world was afraid because seriously, they did what they have done, and they did it very good. Psychological warfare and invest money in building those proxies. However, everything has changed in the last 18, 19 months. So again, my claim or my misunderstanding is why, like you said, why you don't take this opportunity. Yes, it might be some economic crisis for a couple of days. I do believe that Saudi Arabia will be able to provide more oil or something like that. Solution can be found. The most important thing that this regime will be ended, because, by the way, from economic point of view, if it will be peace in the Middle East, this area will be a better place and a place that you can make much more or much stronger.
Right. Mm, mm. How is Saudi Arabia, given their relationship or difficult relationship with Iran, how are Saudi Arabia and the other countries in the region likely to react if Iran is attacked?
It will be mass celebrations there. Yes, they're afraid from Iran. Iran is still stronger than Saudi Arabia, for example. Iran is still stronger than the UAE, and they have the proxies, the Houthis, which can target easily the Saudi Arabia and the UAE. So now maybe they are not speaking about that, but believe me, as a person that knows the Middle East, they know this neighborhood. The Saudi Arabia was humiliated like 2 years ago when they were forced to sign an agreement with Iran. It was coming from a position of weakness, and nobody liked to be a weak in the Middle East. So they remember this humiliation, and they're afraid from Iran. This radical group, this radical regime, is not aiming just against the Jews and Israel. It aims also against the Sunnis. And they know that they very, very well. This is why I claim that if this regime will fall, not Israel, or Israel will not be the only country that will be smiling and have celebration. Most of the normal world, most of the countries that want peace and stability will be happy for that. Right. And this is why I do claim that this is one shot opportunity. You don't want to miss it.
Right. And do you think they're going to miss it? From what you're reading, and obviously we don't know.
I pray not. I truly do not know. I do believe that Israel can do it by alone. However, it will be a mistake, because it's not only the Israeli problem, and Israel shouldn't take the responsibility to repair all the mistakes of the world. Israel should lead the coalition. However, it must be a mutual effort, because this regime is a threat for a lot of other countries. I pray that this opportunity will not be missed, because if it will be missed and if an agreement will be signed, what we will see is that Iran will continue to rebuild its power. I remind you that it means that they will take sanctions, mean more money will enter the country. This money will be invested in terror like it has been made in the last 40 years.
Right. And we don't expect, I think anybody would be shocked if that wasn't the case, that if Iran respected the agreement, they didn't respect the last one, why would they respect this one? That is where we leave it. Lieutenant Colonel Eyal Dror, thank you as always. He's founder and commander of the Good Neighbor Project. It is about to go 9 o'clock. It is time for us to love and to leave you. I hope you have a fantastic Wednesday. Go out, make it count, keep warm. It is not a warm day at all. It is very chilly out there, so keep safe, keep warm, keep dry. And we'll see you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.